Take a deep breath. Let your shoulders drop. Become aware of God's presence with you, right here, right now. Our theme today is hope, and our scripture text is Psalm 42, verse 11. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 42:11 gives us a beautiful glimpse into the human heart, the tension between sorrow and hope, between discouragement and trust. It's a reminder that hope is not wishful thinking, but a deliberate choice to turn our gaze towards God, even when things feel heavy. The psalmist asks, "Why, my soul, are you downcast?" It's an honest question, and he gives himself an answer. Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him. This is the rhythm of real faith. Not pretending everything is fine, but choosing to place our hope in a God who is faithful, even when our emotions waver. Let's take a few moments to reflect. Where in your life do you feel a little downcast right now? Disturbed, unsettled, or discouraged? Can you name it honestly before God? What would it look like for you to choose hope today? Not because everything is fixed, but because God is still faithful. What would it mean for you to say, "I will yet praise him"? Think of a young person that you know. What are you hoping for in this young person's life right now? Where do you long to see God show up? How can you encourage them to place their hope in God, even if things feel messy or uncertain? Is there a word, a gesture, or a prayer you could offer? Let's return to the words of Psalm 42, verse 11, this time as a quiet declaration of trust. Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Even here, even now, there's hope. We end this time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you, or set aside for you, praised for you, or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine, and I am yours. So be it. In the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.